What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
The sergeant speaks to a lieutenant who says Williams should be released from custody. We can't hear his side of the conversation.
Okay, beautiful. I'm good to let him go?
Yes.
You're a hero. Thank you so much.
You're a fucking hero.
Williams is taken out of cuffs. His gun is returned. A police report is not written. No warrant request would be submitted to the prosecutor.
The chief was very unhappy about the totality of the circumstances here. Even to go as far as say he was pissed off.
Tonight, Detroit police have launched an internal affairs investigation into this case and the decision not to arrest the Lions wide receiver. Late last week, a warrant request was submitted to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, with Williams facing a charge of carrying a concealed weapon in a motor vehicle.
Quite naturally, I think the probable cause...
They're going to go back now. I didn't realize that they could do that, you know, after they let him go.
Submitted to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, with Williams facing a charge of carrying a concealed weapon in a motor vehicle.
Quite naturally, I think the probable cause was there for an arrest on this particular individual. And my concern in this particular case is to make sure that we have done everything legitimately in this case.
Well, the following Sunday, Williams traveled with the team to Dallas, where he recorded 3 catches for 76 yards and a touchdown. Late today, the Detroit Lions released the following statement. It reads, Jameson made us aware immediately that he was a passenger in a routine traffic stop on October 8th. We discussed the incident with him and have kept the league informed of what we know.
Well, yeah, you know, Jameson, when he described it, he was like, yeah, so I got pulled over. We got pulled over. I had my pistol and they said I was free to go. That's probably, it was, no, we all just left. It was no big deal. That would be okay to say because that actually did happen. You know, he's glossing over the fine details that he was about to get arrested. But he pretty much told them.
We understand he was released without incident or citation. It is now our understanding that the Detroit Police Department is revisiting the matter. Jameson has hired an attorney and will not be commenting further out of respect for the legal process. We also received a statement from Williams' attorney, Todd Flood. It reads, on October 8th, my clients were pulled over for an alleged traffic violation. During the course of the stop, my clients were both cooperative and respectful with the police officers. With the 2 pistols that were found in the vehicle, they were both properly registered, and the driver in the vehicle had the proper credentials to carry them. We have cooperated with law enforcement and will continue to do so. DPD says the arresting officers conducted themselves properly during the stop and stand by their actions tonight. Prosecutor Kim Worthy's office says they have received the warrant request and are reviewing it now.
But nobody should be above the law, no matter what.
Oh, well, you want to make sure that this was handled the way it would be handled for everybody. That's what they're asking right now. And obviously, Jameson Williams, who everybody's rooting for here, is already dealing with some problems, and he didn't need more to deal with.
But, no, he didn't. He's a young man, and indeed. He's made some mistakes for sure.
He's an idiot, okay? This is a fucking moron. The only thing that could save him would be if they really are both registered to the brother and he just gave it to him. Technically, it's still registered under the brother's name. And even if he said, it's mine, that doesn't necessarily mean it's his. You know? And so I guess there's possible. I mean, I don't know the law. I mean, I know a little of the law because I'm brilliant. But this is ridiculous. Jameson Williams is a moron. That's what we're learning here. We haven't been this good before. Cops don't want to mess it up. I think they can go back because he was never charged to begin with. Hey, Sarge, I need some advice. He plays for the Lions. Buddy's black. So I'm not sure if I let him go or shoot him. Oh, fuck. That's great. Well, that's what we got going here. Never a dull moment with this cat, Jameson Williams. What an asshole. Tophis, I don't think he likes cops. He calls them tyrant cops. I don't know about these guys. These guys are probably, these guys are anything but. They're like, hey. You can go free. Anyway, Tophis, weren't you, Nick Wright, speaking of assholes, Tophis is here. Oh, fuck, here we go. Here we go. Tophis coming off of earlier in the week, being glad that the kid died. Megan says, I have got to quit being late. Better now than tonight, though. All right. Tophis says, I did not say glad. I said I had a hard time feeling bad. Whatever. All right. So Jameson Williams is kind of an asshole. My God. World Series last night. The Yankees win one, 11-4 over the Dodgers. There was a moment during the game, though, that stood out as when the game was still in question. This outfielder, Mookie Betts, is going back to catch the ball. And the ball is like right where like the fans are, you know, along the right field line. And this guy jumps up and watch this interaction with these Yankees fans. There's not great audio. Okay, look at dude here. He's smiling. Mookie Betts is grinning. Betts just caught the ball. Ball goes in his glove. The ball's in his glove right now. This guy's like, God damn it. And then Yankee fan opens up his glove, reaches in, and tries to grab the ball out, and he fucking misses it. That's fantastic. He's like, fuck you. And then this fan grabs Mookie Betts' hand. All right, that didn't sit well. They ended up throwing his ass out. This is a better clip of it, I think. No, it's the same clip. They ended up throwing that guy out of there. Do I have that moment? No, I don't. But they ended up saying, all right, that's enough out of you. And they actually threw the guy, both of them, out of the out. They had to leave. More fun video from Chris D. Thank you, Chris, for sending these along always. This is somewhere in Dallas. Big boy at the top of this kid's play gym should not be on this thing. All right. It's got like those lattice straps you can lay on him. He's so fucking fat that he breaks through all of them. Okay. I give him credit. That's wonderful. The fact that he actually says Kasi Sale Kan Tanga. What does that mean, Joe Martinez? Wow. Okay, now this has to be like a rock bottom moment, you know? From this point, you would expect a guy that big after he destroys the kids' playland with just gravity and his weight. That has to be the moment where you're like, all right, I got to do something. I have to turn my life around. This is awful. You know? And then, you know, start from scratch. Kind of like what we're doing with Kenny and Jeremy. These two hit rock bottom. You know? Kenny's on starting to get frustrated after losing just 0.2, but still going in the right direction. No, you're doing fine. You are doing fine. And this week, I know Kenny's been very aggressive getting after the exercise. This is a perfect opportunity for this fat fuck to turn his life around or else he's going to die. Speaking of which, I was walking around the house and I'm like, okay, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do anything more for the rest of the day. All I want to do is go to bed. And I hadn't done my pumping of my iron. And that is not a euphemism. The day before, I went downstairs and did some of the most meager bit of weightlifting that has ever existed, including push-ups where I just leaned against the wall and pushed my body weight up. Debilitating soreness yesterday from that. Yesterday, I'm like, I just want to go to bed. I have no energy, and I don't know what it was. Something got me downstairs, and I did it. I did my exercises. I went with my Jane Fonda bands and hung them up and, like, pulled them down to do, like, some exercises for your lats. This is the type of muscles that you work when you're doing, like, pull-ups, but I can't do that. So I'm doing my pull downs with those elastic bands, and I can hear my back just like, I can feel it just going, ah, God, what are you doing to us? You're supposed to be doing nothing. And I did it. I got it done. And then I used those bands and I stood up and I'm standing on the bands. And then I used the tension to do like some arm curls. So I did back and buys. Back and biceps day. And then you hang the band up like I was in the first exercise and you hold on to it. And then I bend over and it's working my like low back, my back extenders. And all those muscles, my erector spinae muscles. Fucking crushed it. And then I hung the thing up and I got down on my knees and I did crunches. This all took like 10 minutes. I'm eternally sore right now again. But it feels good. Chris says, Easy was tired, but he mustered up the strength to eat 4 bowls of Lucky Charms. No, I did not. I did not. I had a horrible day eating. I fasted like I have been. But then when it was time to eat, there was some fucking Doritos. I polished off half a bag of those. Not great. Then I went with, I don't know, some other corn chips. And then washed it down with a salmon patty. And a yogurt. Megan says, you ever dip Doritos and hot sauce? So good. I will now. Chris says, remember I tipped you off on the Lost Zane recordings. You and Ben are doing the master waiters. Time is a circle. So true. That's all Tom Brady did, EZ. Band work. It must be a good hair thing, as EZ does it too. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I've strung together two miserable days that are a little less miserable than my typical miserable day. All right. Kenny and Jeremy, I want you guys to start doing some strength work. Kenny especially. Kenny's big on this go walk on the treadmill. It's like, yeah, maybe, but I'm telling you, man, you got to lift some weights. You got to do some strength training. I want you to start. You have to. Your life depends on it. Let's turn now to this clip that I have of Patrick Mahomes' wife. So there's Mahomes at the sporting event. I think it's a college basketball game because I think he played at that school, Texas Tech. The wife is Brittany. Now, she's going to speak to a person on her left. You're not going to hear her, but we're going to read her lips. Someone has figured out through lip reading that she is saying to the person to her left, Patrick told me no resting bitch face. So, in your head, know that when she opens her mouth, she's starting to say, Patrick told me no resting bitch face. Bitch face. Patrick told me no resting bitch face. And then she perks up her face. That's hysterical. Patrick told me no resting bitch face. What a thing to say to your wife. Hey, no. By the way, this has got to be an old clip. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Yeah, this has got to be an old clip because Texas Tech, having played 19-6, 8-4 in the conference, but it's making its way around the internet again. Plus, this guy's wearing a mask. Not that people still don't wear masks today. This has to be an old clip, but that's okay. It's going around. The fact that she is saying, Patrick told me no resting bitch face. Can you imagine what would happen to me if I said, hey, Diana, no resting bitch face? That's basically telling your wife, yeah, you look like a bitch when you're resting. There is no fucking way that I would survive that. What kind of an asshole would say, hey, honey, when we go out today, no resting bitch face. Don't look like a bitch. Chris said that she would say, no, you cock. No, she'd punch me. She'd punch me right as I'd have to run away. Tophis says she has resting bitch face. There's probably a reason, a good reason for it. Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I've never seen that. Every time, like if I look up Brittany Mahomes, rest. Okay, here we go. Brittany, is it two T's? Brittany Mahomes resting bitch face. Images. Taking a look at these. They're all of her smiling. She looks completely normal. The only person who's indicated this is her dickhead husband with his stupid face mask. You ever notice that about his face? His face mask is weird. It's different than other players. I can't quite put my finger on it. No, she's super cute. You can't, when your wife is that attractive, you can't call your wife a bitch. What kind of a sick fuck calls his wife a bitch? Okay, the only thing I'll say is that in this particular picture, the only thing that's that you can say possibly negative is that she has a little bit of an intense tooth-to-gum ratio. That ratio is a little too much. It's not a great picture to illustrate it, but a little too gummy, which I think there's a surgery for that. Kenny says, or Tyler says, so if you have an ugly wife, you can call her a bitch. No, I don't think that that's appropriate either. Don't put words in my mouth, Tyler. Kenny points out something fantastic. He writes, Eric, I should have told my ex-wife those exact words when she met you. My God, are you not kidding? I don't know how many times I had met you prior to that, but we had spoken many times, and Kenny comes all the way up from Nashville. Brings it with him. This barrel-chested, extra fluffy, absurd, fat-tittied fucking waste of flesh. Kenny's on one side of the booth. And I think he had a child with him too. But across from Kat, I didn't even pay attention to who was. I see him go, oh my God. Hey, my God. It's so good to see you. And I'm looking at him right in the face and he's all smiles. And then I take a look and this is the look. She's got this fucking look on her face like she wants to kill me. I go, hey, hi. And I don't remember her fucking name. Bitch. I go, hey, bitch. Nice to meet you. So you claim him, huh? You know, I'm saying all the typical shit when I meet somebody for the first time. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. I turn around and I'm like, oh God. So bad. Terrible moment. Kenny says, this is cracking me up. Yeah, I can only imagine what was going through your brain because you knew me well enough. And you were probably in a state of denial in the marriage at that point. I don't even know if you were aware that that fat whore was busy being a whore, porking some loser. Were you? Had you been exposed to this undermining scumbag, fucking thunder-thighed bitch? Had this happened yet? Or were you still in the dark on all of the people plotting against you? He says, no, that didn't begin until the next year. Ugh. You would have thought that in a place that serves such delicious food, she could have at least focused on, like, the upcoming arrival of the order of pizza puffs or the king-size Detroit-style pizza she had already ordered that was on the way to make her less hangry. Perfect example of Kenny not getting jokes, writes, she hates pizza. Of course she does, Kenny. Of course you're telling us. Yeah, well, she doesn't really like pizza, so that's not true. Shut up. Oh, my God. Why do you always do that to me? When I'm busy embellishing a story and having a good time, your job is to sit there. Why do you do that to me every time I'm telling a joke? How about the time when I said, yeah, Kenny, he's dropped down to 400 pounds. Well, that's impossible. I was only 325 to start. The fuck? Why do you always knife my jokes? It's the worst. Tophus says it's good content. That's why. He says, dude, I was adding to the story. Kenny, I love you. You know that. But that is not adding to the story. That here I am talking about she's getting 5 orders of pizza or whatever the fuck. And Ding Dong says she doesn't like pizza. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Tophus says he loves the beat ups. Well, of course you do. You're a sick fuck. You like it when people in my in the town here I live in die because they ride motorcycles. You idiot. God damn. All right. Let's see. Where else am I going today? Okay. This is happening more and more. I saw this on that. Who's that guy with the beard who says Stitch coming? And then he'll show a video of somebody acting like an asshole. And then he exposes them. Is his name Tizzy or Frizzy or Lizzy or some shit? Tizzy Ent? Is that it? He did one the other day of a person was driving down the road and guy pulls up and tells them to they're fucking assholes because they've got a sticker on there that says Harris Waltz. And he's a Trump guy. This is like the opposite of that. What you have here in this one is you've got, it says here, this woman is savage. So chick here with the window open is talking. She's Harris Waltz supporter, and she's going to talk shit to the Trump supporter. You might have to listen extra close on this one. You might have to crank up the volume as we roll this. She calls her a stupid cunt. Calls her it twice. You're in a cult, laughs at her face, gives her the finger, and calls her a stupid whore, and says, go suck Donald Trump's dick, you fat pig. God damn, I wouldn't even say that shit. Oh, my God. Wow, was that intense. Stevie says she's my hero. I mean, I love it because I hate people who do, like, you know, drive by and say, fuck you. I mean, they're all assholes. I know. What a time we live in when you can just be driving down the road, all right, and someone can scream in your fucking face like that and say something terrible. That is amazing. I like it on both sides. I wish I was driving down the road and had that happen to me. Like someone start really letting me have it, like if I had a Harris Waltz or I love gay people sticker. And someone said, yeah, fuck you. I know you love F rhymes with baggage. Say, fuck, you know, all that shit. David says, can she be the asshole of the day? No, no, because I agree with her. I would never take someone who I agree with and say she's the, I would say she's a hero of the day, frankly. Because, well, first of all, she's right. All right. So I wouldn't make someone that I agree with the asshole of the day. I think she's 100%. I mean, that's an accurate thing. Everything she said there. Nick says, we also live in a time when you might get a few shots across your bow. Better to shut the fuck up and mind your business. Exactly. Like if I'm driving and somebody wants to say something nasty to me, I'm zipped. Okay. Now, I can't say the same for my crazy ass Pooh Bear, who I'm like, Danny, you're going to get shot. You got to shut up. Let them go. Let them punch themselves out. It's better to stay cool. However, that was fantastic. That was fucking great. Tophus said, your wife would say this. Yeah, but she wouldn't be as silly about it. This lady was laughing in the face of the chick in the truck. You know? She wouldn't be as calm as that chick was. That chick was calm while she was calling her terrible things. What? You want to see it again? Okay. There's something special about when one chick calls another chick a cunt. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for. From artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I find it a little hot. I would so have sex with this chick. Oh my God. I'd make her call me that. I'd say, look, I'm going to bang you, but you have to keep calling me. You have to keep doing this over and over again. So hot. I would eat that chick's ass for free. I would say, ma'am, I don't care how dirty you are, I'm going to eat your ass. I cannot satisfy you with my penis. I'm going to eat your ass. And I might even be able to ejaculate because of it. Holy shit. You must watch it later on if you are feeling horny. So fantastic. Chris says, we're all in a cult. We're the only country who make political leaders our personality. That's very deep. This is going to be fucking incredible. All right. Cole says, somebody clip what I just said. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Kenny, while you're there feeling bad about wrecking my joke, go ahead and clip that. The fact that it's Wednesday, we got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We are 6 days away from, in my opinion, the biggest election ever. Not even so much for, like, I don't even give a shit about the ramifications of who wins. Just the biggest one in terms of, like, I just think there's going to be so much content after the election. All right. Kenny says, everybody can clip this, by the way. Yeah, but you're good at it. You're really good at it. You need to clip it. It's your job. That's something you have to do. Come on. Becky says, the best part of this being over is not seeing the political ads on TV. I wish that they keep going. I wish that the election would happen. And then they, like, whoever wins, like, rubs it in. You know, like the ads say something terrible about the loser. You know? Cole says the biggest election ever until the next one. Well, you know, only if we can get a bigger cult leader like Trump. And I don't know if that'll ever happen. I just don't know if it's going to happen. Truly fantastic. And then there's the whole idea of, will this election actually be over? You know, how long will it take to declare a winner? Speaking of which, this was embarrassing. Kamala Harris is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Everybody's chanting her name. She's on a major role. And she fucks it up. Pay attention.
Okay, now I want each of you to shout your own name.
No one does. This is like taken from the Kenny School of Show Business. Hey, got a great idea. When you're chanting your name, fuck it all up by telling them to chant their own name. It's great.
Okay, now I want each of you to shout your own name. Do that. Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us. And listen, I have fought my whole career to put the people first. All right.
Good recovery. By the way, everybody makes fun of her laugh. I think she's got a sexy ass giggle.
Each of you to shout your own name. Do that.
That's hot. Why does everybody say that sounds bad? And I'm still attracted to her. You know? I think she's super cute. Oh, yeah, I could listen to that all day. I could listen to that and that chick talking shit to that other chick all day for sexual gratification. Kuipers says she has a punchable voice. Disagree. Nick says, effing hyena. No, sir. David says gross. Tophus says she's having fun and people hate her for it. Agreed. I think it's wonderful. I don't even care that she wrecked her own chant. She's so hot. Bob, I can write down the list of audience members that don't like her. They are Bob, David, Nick. They are Kuipers. And that's all. Every one of the unbelievably massive audience is supporting, and that's 46 of you. That is an all-time high. So 42 of you love Harris, and 4 of you hater. As far as I can gather, until proven otherwise. That's just by my own observations. Tyler also hates her voice. Cole says no one likes her. They just hate Trump. Cole is a Trumper too. I know you are, goddammit. You Trumper bastard. Now, you also know that on this show that I mean you no harm. I just like picking on you because you're dumb. You can't take me serious. There's no way. Cole says no one likes her. They just hate Trump. And then Tophus argues with him. You can't argue, Tophus. Just let it go. What you got to do is just let it go. Just like you let go. Everybody lets go of the things that I say. This is not a fertile environment to start a fight, all right? You need, Tophus, to lighten the fuck up. Like when Nick says dumb shit about you or you say dumb shit about him, everybody needs to just laugh at this shit. We're all dumb fucks. No one's better than the other, so shut the fuck up. Nikki is here. Thank God. She says, add me to the list. Nikki, are you on Team Trump or are you on Team Harris? Where have you been, for fuck's sake? Tophus says arguing is the best part of the fun, though. Yeah, but you're too serious. You ruin everything. You ruin all the fun. Joe Martinez says only Michigan fans are not dumbass. Okay. Nikki says, no, I hate both of them. I've been working a ton on vacation this week. All right. Glad you're here. Yeah, she's not. Well, you have to vote for one, right? I mean, You are going to vote. But you know what? Keep that to yourself, because that's rude for me to say, hey, who are you voting for? That's not really my game. I don't give a shit who anybody else is voting for. I only care about who I'm voting for. All right. And that's pretty much accepted. I mean, the audience relationship that I have now, I mean, we've gotten to a point now where everybody is pretty cool. Kenny says, Joe makes more sense if you read his comments like your R word. Well, look at Kenny going after Joe Martinez. So true, though. I mean, Joe, he does it voice to text because he's driving typically. All right. What else do I want to talk about? Okay, I played that. Okay. Thank you, by the way, Chris. A lot of great material. Chris kind of drove the show today. And you can too. And if you ever send me like stories, and sometimes I get to them, sometimes I don't, keep sending them. For whatever reason, it doesn't trip my trigger, whatever. I have a great hockey fight that we need to get into with former Grand Rapids Griffin Dylan McElrath. McElrath was a first-round draft pick of the New York Rangers like 10 years ago. They had high hopes for him, and he didn't do shit. And then the Red Wings pick him up. They send him down to Grand Rapids, and he doesn't do shit. But what he does do is punch a lot. And he beats the shit out of the whole league. I mean, he's toughest guy in the league, toughest guy in two leagues. American League, National League. He goes to the Capitals. They put him down in the minors, and he punches his way onto the Capitals. And now he's a fan favorite. Showbro Michael says, even better than Rempe? Well, you be the judge, because they fought last night. These two have made a career out of slugging it out. All the way back to the minors, these guys have been fighting. So here you go. Last night, Rempe and McElrath. This is a shot at the title.
A drop of the gloves, Dylan McElrath and Matt Rempe.
These two were talking in warm-up. They fought before in the American League.
Max in the red.
A real good tilt there, and here they go, center ice.
Watch how Mac, with his offhand, he'll use that as a weapon in addition to hanging on to Rempe. He'll use that to hit him. Watch Mac's right, too. That one cut him.
Both helmets are off. And the linesman staying clear. Down goes Rempe. And again, there is a history, Ray, as you said, between these two. Wow. A drop.
It's funny. I got to send you. Because he got in a fight. Mac did a couple of weeks ago, too, that I need to show you. Against DeLaurier from the Flyers. And I got to send that to myself. I apologize. I'm definitely not prepared. I'm going to have to talk myself through this one. Mail to me. Also a good scrap was Dylan McElrath against Nick DeLaurier. And that fight with DeLaurier that happened a couple of weeks ago, similar for one reason. And you saw the cut on Rempe's face. Well, watch this one, too.
Turns over, and he snuffed it out. It's a good save and a good read on a terrific play by Konechny.
Garnet Hathaway. And now we've got gloves dropped. Well, a couple of heavyweights. Dylan McElrath will square off with Nick DeLaurier. Heck of a start to the frozen frenzy.
Big size advantage here for McElrath. DeLaurier, a tough, tough customer.
That's two bombs. His two rights have caught him. Three. 4.
This is Delorier's first game of the season.
5, 6,
didn't take him long to get
7.
In the mix.
Oh, 8.
These two certainly
9.
Know the job they have in the lineup, and that is to fire up their respective benches. And this is some kind of a tilt. We said it was a heavyweight matchup, and they are not disappointing.
In the same spot, Rempe was.
Oh, McElrath got him one under the eye here right at the end.
And almost respectful smiles from each at the end of that fight.
Delorier, he's done his job.
It looked like it was possibly a nod and a wink from both.
So basically, if you get fought, if you fight McElrath, your face is going to be bleeding.
Before the draw.
You can see the cut under the left eye of Delorier.
Both has 5 minutes for fighting.
So they're both, Delorier is a right winger.
You see the two guys sort of play the puck for a second. They make sure that the play has gone away from them. Both of them check their tie downs to make sure their sweaters are locked down. And McElrath
that cut him. That's the one that cut him.
Delorier trades him. Once Delorier's helmet comes off, it's a little more open shot for the bigger McElrath. You saw the helmet come off and the one punch connect under the left eye. That was going to leave a mark.
On it,
two top customers.
Fucking great. Side note. Kenny says, I'll never understand why this is only okay in hockey and not football also or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you have to be an angry elf to play hockey? Dovis says, I love how nobody stops him. My 14-year-old was watching YouTube shorts and video of you talking to a guy in the penalty box. Came up. He went out on the ice and hit someone right away. Oh, yeah, that's the famous one. That's the one that almost got me fired. I don't know if you're aware of this, Joe Martinez, but the Griffins are off to their best start in the history of the team. They are now 6-1. And I find that incredible that in their history, so which goes back to 1996, in 30 years of hockey, that this is the best start they've ever had. Wow, 6-1. And they play again on Friday. Joe says it's a long season, Eric. I'm just telling you that this is just it's the first time that's happened. I find that to be, you would have thought that it would be like 10-1 or 20-1 would have been their best start ever. I'm surprised that 6-1 is only their best start. That's all I'm saying, but you're too dumb to fit the puzzle pieces together of what's actually coming out of my mouth. So shut up. See, I have a feeling that all of the negativity by all of you has got me quite anxious here. I want you to know that. I'm blaming all of you for all of this. That's what this is. You can't say it's a long season, Eric. And all I'm doing is telling you a stat. You ding dong. God damn. Chris says, Joe can't ever be excited about any other sport apart from Michigan. LOL. I know. That's the ugly charm of Joe Martinez. God damn. What a pain in the ass you are. All right. Joe says, no, I'm realistic about it. I know they are 6-1, nothing to get excited about till February. I'm not excited. I was simply pointing out that they started out their best start in 30 years. Believe me, 6-1 is nothing to get excited about. You aren't breaking any ground and grounding anyone. Like, oh, you guys better not get too optimistic. They could lose any time. I told you. Ay, 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 let's have a Modelo. Jesus Christ. Jeremy says, I couldn't imagine being so negative about a team that's 6-1 while so overwhelmingly annoying about a team that won't make a bowl game. You hear that, Joe? He's saying Michigan is not going to make a bowl game. God, that would be awesome. All right. On this Wednesday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast, the dog days of summer are over. Fall is here. Rather than relaxing and resting your dogs and kicking your feet up, head to TC Paintball for another outstanding paintball event. You can book an event today at tcpaintballgr.com. You can also find their Facebook page. On Facebook, just search TC Paintball GR. Thank you so much to them for being such longtime sponsors of the show. Tyler says, I wish it was summer so we could say, beat the dog days of summer by heading to TC Paintball. No, there is not a punching zoo, opposite of a petting zoo. Chris says paintball is a great way to teach discipline. I agree. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. A fully stocked pro shop for you. Call and book an event today. Workplace team building. Maybe you work for the local animal shelter and you want to get the staff together for some team building. You can do that. Thank you so much. And thank you for engaging me with these jokes. There is only one roofing company that I can ever support. It has to be Werner Roofing. Online at WernerRoofing.com. When you go to their website, you say, hey, I want a free estimate. You'll go to this page. You fill out the form. You scroll down right here where it says message. You write Eric Zane. Talked about you, I heard it. Eric Zane sent me, something like that. By the end of the day, you'll get a phone call saying, hey, I'm coming out to see you and I'll give you a free estimate. Once that is done, you'll begin the process. They have full financing to make this as painless as possible. That's critical. And that's a very easy process too. It was just a phone call and they take care of the rest. It is as painless. Honestly, when you have something as big as a roof and here, the roof, no lie, it was north of $25,000 to put a roof on this fucking beast. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I mean, that's like a tuition bill for Madison. You know, what the fuck am I going to do? Well, the financing came into play and changed it all for me. So I'm like, yeah, I'd rather finance it. I can pay it off whenever I want. You can pay it off early. But I said, I'm definitely going to finance this thing. And they took care of me. And it was a very competitive interest rate, considering where we are right now with the economy. But that was one of the reasons why I was able to get this done. Get a free roofing estimate. Let me just put it to you in brass tacks, because this is what people are concerned about. None of you have a roof bigger than mine, all right? And my roof costs me $330 a month, because that's all anybody cares about is the bottom line. So whatever roof you're getting, whatever it costs, if you finance it like I did, you're going to pay less than that, all right? Unless if you're incredibly gifted and handsome as me and rolling in fucking money, all right? I have a hot tub, for God's sake. We know this. Fucking you, kidney-shaped pools in the backyard aren't for free, for fuck's sake. Fraud buses cost money. Chris says he also has a hot tub and is very humble. Werner Roofing comes to the greatest city in the state, East Lansing. Matt says roof costs $330, sponsorship costs $331. Exactly. I'm making money on this roof. Tophus says nobody has a bigger roof than EZ. Greatest roof ever. People come over here with tears in their eyes when they see my roof. It really is a good-looking roof. Anyway, WernerRoofing.com. God, I got a lot more sponsors to read. It's been a busy Wednesday. Bear with me. Then we're going to do the asshole of the day. And by, I don't know who the asshole of the day is. I don't pay attention to this shit. What do we talk about? I have no idea. So you better start nominating now. The last asshole of the day we did was Tophus. That was, I think, Monday. Yesterday, we didn't have one because I had a technical glitch. Ruined everything. Frank Fuss wants to help you get your insurance through the marketplace. Go to mypolicyshop.com and fill out the form. I have a meeting with Frank today, in fact, about adding vision insurance. I don't mess with it. I just call him. We have a meeting. I say, I need this, this, and this. He goes, okay, and that's it. Frank doesn't charge you. He's a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. He's paid by the insurance companies. He puts me and people like me in policies. And if you need any type of insurance, no matter where you are in the U.S., this is who you call. Auto, life, home, health care, Medicare, Social Security, anything for your retirement. My God. My Policy Shop Insurance. My hair looks amazing because of King's Room Barbershop. Your hair can look amazing too. Kingsroom.net is who you call. I recommend finding somebody in like a magazine that has hair that you like. Like, for example, most of you guys probably want to take my picture over to King's Room Barbershop and say, make my hair look like his. And that's fine. Take the picture over there. Hold up your phone and say, yeah, I want to look like this. Kingsroom.net, Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Last but certainly not least, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They're working right now. I just had a email conversation with them. They have all of my documentation for the first EZ mortgage for EZ fraud rentals. And I'm making that happen right now. You can get a mortgage from anywhere in the U.S. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505. Linda calls it Slumlord Rentals. Chris has a question about King's Room Barbershop. Do they dye hair? Yes. If you're a dude or a chick who likes short hair, they'll do your hair. Chris says, asshole of the day, that tubby Yankees fan. Joe Martinez says, I always have a technical problem. Chris says, free beer for embellishing. Not embellishing, lying. Those clowns on the school board could also be asshole of the day. I don't know. I think it's down to two people. Matt says, Kenny's ex for hating pizza and being a hoe. But I'm going to decline that. And today's asshole of the day, by the way, Maureen, thank you again for these markers. You're so good to me. Jameson Williams is the asshole of the day. This guy's not going to last. Okay? He's dumb as fuck. Fuck Jameson Williams. He's even on my fantasy team. Fuck me. All right. That is my time. What another resounding success this has been. Another outstanding effort by me. At the end of the day, you're all a great audience. But I am an even better host. As we all know, more of me, less of you, makes for a successful broadcast. And we are all so lucky that I do that. I'll talk to you on the Patreon a little later. Till then, thank you and goodbye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.